Welcome to the Essentially You podcast, where we explore the science of happiness and well-being to help coaches and coaching leaders bring out the best in themselves and those they serve. If you're looking for new approaches to serve your clients or looking to create a culture of positivity and well-being in your organization, join me, Mark Mathia, on a journey of discovery and inspiration. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Essentially You. Hey, you know, the ICF, or International Coaching Federation, defines coaching as a partnership with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. The process of coaching often unlocks previously untapped sources of imagination, productivity, and leadership. And I wanted to start with a definition because I was asked a terrific question by one of our listeners last week. And this question was this: as a coaching leader, how do I measure success? How do I know if I'm a good coach? And I think that's a really important question that all coaches should answer. And by the way, I'll start with this. If you're coaching and you're coaching often, chances are you're a good coach. Now, if you're a consultant or if you're asking questions or giving advice, right, then that's not coaching. But if you're in the process of coaching, just listening, fully listening to what's being said in front of you and helping people to think, you cannot help but be a good coach. It's when we deviate from what I would call the coaching model that it gets a little sketch and it can cause some problems. When our ego as a coach or coaching leader is bigger than the person sitting across from us, that causes us a problem. So with all that said, how do we as coaches really measure if we're being successful? And some of it does depend on the type of problems that we're solving. But at the end of the day, if our goal is to help our clients live, identify, kind of live and grow their dreams, then that is primarily the problems that we solve. And what determines success or failure is strictly on the client side, not our side. But there are some things that we can measure. There are some things that we should be aware of in every coaching conversation, because if you can consistently get these right, I guarantee you, your impact will be massive in people's life. The first is simply this: do you make strong connections? Making a strong connection with another person is vital to the coaching process. And you know you're making strong connections because people want to come back and they want to be connected with you, because you get a feeling of esprit de corps and camaraderie because the conversation begins to be smooth. Now, not every coaching conversation is smooth and easy and all that. Not every client is perfect. But by and large, it's the coach's responsibility to make sure that there's a strong connection. Now, number two is that strong connection needs to lead to building trust. So first, we make strong connections with the people we're working with, and that needs to lead towards trust. And that trust then leads to rapport. Trust is vital in the coaching process. And you know that you're being trusted if your client or your person you're in your one-on-one with is willing to be vulnerable with you. And if you can be vulnerable back if necessary. So building trust is one of the cornerstones of great coaches. You can measure that every single session. And that trust leading to rapport, that rapport is simply this: you could be working on hard things. The client could be struggling with an issue, or the person you're leading, and you could be high-fiving your way through as they discover the best solution for their problem. You see, that to me is rapport. And by the way, that's a ton of fun in the coaching process. Now, all of that together, making strong connections, building trust that leads to rapport, I believe that that's forming high-powered partnerships. And at the end of the day, that's what you can measure. How many of the current clients I'm working with feel like they're high-powered partnerships? Are they willing to bring big things into the session, discuss them, and then go out and try new avenues as they thoughtfully change their thinking, which changes their actions, which changes their outcomes? Some would say evolves those outcomes and grow. That can all be measured session per session. Now, how do you measure it? Well, I think the first thing you have to be clear about is every coaching session or every one-on-one, you should set a kind of a coaching agreement. And that agreement isn't brought by the coach. Okay, coach, this is where you have to be really humble, because you need to understand that within that person, they have the answer. They get to set the agenda for the conversation. But once you get clear on what that agenda is going to be, then it's your job as the coach to make sure that that is the topic you're discussing and that you help them towards clarity or in that situation they brought up. That can be measured very simply by setting the agreement at the beginning of the coaching conversation and at the end of it, asking, how'd we do? How'd we do? And you'll know if, well, we missed it, we got off track, we didn't really cover it, that would be not so great. But if you get to the end of that session and said, we nailed it, I think I have some options, I'm clear, I feel better about it, then you know that you've done your job as a coach and coaching leader to help them dig inside, to help that transformation process to solve the issue, challenge, problem, whatever it was that they brought into the coaching session. So that's the first thing. If you want to measure it through setting an agenda and meeting that agenda every single coaching conversation. Now, I also like to measure it this way for myself. Do our sessions end with some momentum and a sense of energy? I like that there is a magic that happens in a great coaching session. And that magic is simply energy and momentum. New ideas were shared. Thinking had expanded. Options have been given. Nothing has changed except what's been thought about in the client's head, and that is exciting. And if that happens and you're ending more consistently with momentum or energy, higher energy, then you know you're on to something great. That's very measurable, by the way. And then finally, if your client's willing to be vulnerable and bring to you big problems to discuss, you know that you've arrived at a psychologically safe zone. You've formed a high-powered partnership. For coaches, that's coaching gold. For clients, for people you're leading, that's leadership gold. And when you can get into an environment where people are free to think and bring big problems up that they probably wouldn't talk to anyone else about, let's be honest, then you know that you're really working. All right, friends, coaching is an art. It's also a science. It requires that the coach is humble enough, whose ego is in check enough to understand that that person, talent, person you're leading, teammate, whoever is, who's in front of you, owns the answers that they need to be incredibly successful. And when you, through the art of coaching, can help them rethink a future that's bigger and brighter and bolder, to help them unpack dreams and see them come to life, you'll know you've arrived as a coach. So the measurable outcomes that we as coaches do are broken down a little bit differently. Can you get an ROI on that? Well, I believe in looking at that ROI on every single session. And the measurements for coaching ROI, strong connections, trust leading to rapport, high-powered partnerships, willingness to solve big problems, and doing all this while helping the client discover their best path forward through their own thinking. By the way, a few things I never do. I never do surveys. I think that's a rookie move, and it causes you to lose your coaching authority in the process. I go session per session, just as I prescribe. And I think anything beyond meeting session objectives really does tend to tilt the coaching relationship. And so we have to be really, really careful in how we solicit feedback in this. Nowhere in a coaching agreement does it say the coach needs to feel good about themselves. Nowhere in the coaching agreement does it mean that the coach needs to get a referral or the coach needs to. But by the way, if you're a coach who gets a lot of referrals, if you're a coach who experiences momentum at the end of session, if you're a coach who generally has very strong connections with everyone they come in contact with, you know you're well on your way. Your measurables are in line and your ROI is going to be huge. Now, take that to your next coaching sessions and go out there and coach away. By the way, I was just struck by this quote by B.B. King. I want to tell it to you. It said, "The beautiful thing about learning is that no one can take it from you." That's also the beautiful thing about coaching. And now you know what it takes to be a successful coach. So let's get out there and coach away. And now it's your turn to get out there and thrive in life. If you've liked what you've learned, would you consider subscribing to this podcast and leaving a review? I'd really appreciate it. And if you have anything you would like addressed, you can reach out to me, Mark Mathia, at mark@markmathia.com. And until next week, I'm cheering for you.